Anyway, okay, so we're talking about the benefits of bitochen, and I just was mentioning that benefits are very critical in Yahadus, because without knowing the benefits, we're human, and we're conflicted, and we're busy, and we have other things to do, and we're confused, and we're overwhelmed, but I know that I'm going to benefit, so benefit is what motivates. Ad kedei kach, that the Ralbag says that we learn that if you want to convince a loved one to do something that's painful and bizarre, first tell them the benefits before you even tell them what it is. And the cheshek for the benefits will mitigate the pain and the strangeness. Where do we learn from? From Avram Avinu. Hashem didn't tell Avram Avinu that there's an operation involved. In the bris, you'll enter the bris, you'll have Eretz Yisrael in this, only then did he tell him that there's an operation, that there's a knife. And even Avraham Avinu could have been affected by that. Okay, so on page 39, we're up to. Umehen menuchas hanefesh v'haguf min hamasim hakoshim v'hamalochis hamiyagois es hagufois. Yeah, that there's another benefit. A person is going to be a little more selective in the way he v'mezok makes a living. And what he goes out to do, from masim koshim, melochis hamiyagois, difficult tasks, melochis work that makes him so exhausted that exhausts his goof. Sometimes even dangerous. Va'azoyv avodas hamelochim v'chukeihem v'chamas ansheihem, and he's going to forsake. He's going to look away from the avodas hamalochim, b'chukeihem, b'chamas ansheihem, all their evil and their deceitful things. He doesn't. He's very selective in the way he chooses to do his shtablus for parnosa. This is going to be the benefit that he'll be safe from this. Ba'avitech v'Hashem u'tevei misibus hasheref v'ashiyesh bo yosef menucha l'gufay. He chooses the baal bitochen tevei misibus hasheref. He demands from the shishtadlus that he puts in to make parnosa, to make a living, he says, something more menucha. Like the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Kala it should be light, it should be clean, it shouldn't be overwhelming, it shouldn't break his body, it shouldn't be, the hours shouldn't be so strenuous. Kala nikia. Because a Baal Bitochen can afford to do that, because he knows, and that is just a matter of Ishtadlus, and really everything is totally in Hashem. And then he adds to that, Shiesh bo yoyse menucha legufay, v'shem toiv loy, upnai leliboy. Very interesting. And which will bring him a good name. You know, there are certain things you got to get involved with, which are a little bit shady. Some people think that for Parnosa, they're not Baal Bitochen. Sometimes he's going to do things a little bit shady for Parnosa because, Parnosa, I'm a Muzmachan Aleben. But no, I don't have to do anything shady because.
Does one know if someone else is about the time?
What's that?
Does other people know if someone else is about the time?
What do you mean, other people?
How do other. You said that people are not going to think that he's going to do shady stuff, right?
No, I'm just saying he won't do.
He won't do.
He's not going to have to do any of these things because I've been talking. My parnos is not totally what I do. My parnos is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, I don't have to get involved in difficult stuff, into overwhelming stuff, in shady stuff. Upenai leliboy. This is very interesting too. The Baal Bitochen has his space for his heart. It means he's not going to get a heart attack so fast, but it means his heart is open because I'm not overwhelmed. You know, the person, why does I have a problem? Takes the problem home. You know how many people complain? Their families complain. They take the problem home all day or night. That's all they think about. They go, they have their home office. They got their office. They got their car office. They got their, if they'd be allowed to have a goy to do malacha, they'd have their office sitting here on Shabbos while they're by the dining room table, the meshuga. So he says, no, naila liboy. That's it. He leaves his office or he leaves his job, and that's it. People that some, not even Baal Bitochen, that they go, I want to work for someone else, 9 to 5, I leave, that's it, my job is done. I don't have to worry about anything until tomorrow morning when I'm at my own company, my own this and this problem and that problem in the middle of the night in there. So the Baal Bitochen doesn't have to worry about all these things. More. He says, Umashu mapik yoisel chayvas terosu. And also, he has the benefit of that which will more conducive for him to be able to do the chayvas, the responsibility of his Torah. A non-Baal Bitochen may have to take a job where he can't daven with a minion, where he can't learn. I can't have no time. I have no time for the Shia. I have no time for the Seder. I have no time for the Baal Bitochen. You know, that's it. Hashem will help. I don't have to worry. I have to do my thing. There's a chiyuv to learn. There's a chiyuv to daven. There's a chiyuv to this. I do everything. I do Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed. The Baal Bitochen doesn't have to worry. So it's a different lifestyle, b'chlal. Im Yeser Emunoser, not only his chayvas to his Torah and his the Torah, im Yeser Emunoser, with other aspects of his Emunah, he has Sibo loy Toysif loy b'chukoy, what is the focus that the Bitochen teaches him? I trust Hashem. So what? Says the trust spells itself out in this, that my efforts are not going to add to my sustenance and not lack and not cause any lack in it either. Elo bigzeiras elikim yisborach. The Baal Bitochen recognizes that my additional efforts, my additional worries, my additional insanity and bilbul hamoyach and pizur hanefesh, no shaykhus. I get what's nigzar me'ez Hashem. But I think there's something very profound in this particular statement. Because what is he saying? He knows, he says, he's not going to be lacking anything. Because it's all big zeras lekim yisborach. Is that bitocha? That's emuna. What's emuna? Emuna is Hashem is the one who goes. Hashem is the one who gives. Thank you. Hashem is the one who gives me my pranos. That's the basis of emuna. That's not bitocha. Bitocha is the internalizing it to the extent that I don't worry about anything.
Reliance.
What?
Reliance.
I'm relying on it. I'm calm with it. It's emotion. It's in the heart. The bitochen is not in the mind. The emunah is in the mind. The idea. A person can be a nervous wreck. I know the paradox is all from Hashem. What's going to be? What's inside? I can't live like this. What? Oh, well, I think that's this issue. So it seems, I think, that's why I think the pshat in this is as follows. That if a person doesn't have bitochen, then it's like if he has emunah and you focus enough on the emunah, it can penetrate. Like some people say, emunah is here and bitochen is taking the emunah into the heart and personalizing it to me. Hashem gives everybody parnosa, takes care of me.
And emunah I not only. What? Emunah is emunah and bitochen is impassioned
emunah. Oh, that's right. Okay, we once tried that one. Okay. Yeah. So, and that's, I think that's true. But I think there's something else. Not only does the emunah eventually affect if a person's focus is on it and gets excited about it and learns musa about it and passionates
and believes
it. Deep it gets to his heart. But there's something else. If he's lacking in that bitochen, it interferes with the emunah as well. Here he seems to say that the person who has the bitochen is going to know that everything is bigzeiras elokim yisborach. It says he brings a positive. Doesn't come from any place else. Not from the desert, the mountains. Hashem is the judge. This one he decreases. This one he elevates. And also he brings the next positive. That the Dovin HaMelech said he's this Hashem. I go into these fields and I'm surrounded by water and shrubbery and everything, and it's just an idyllic living. I'm living a life of peace, a life of tranquility. But it seems from here that if a person is shaky in the emotional internalization, that it affects even the idea. Because I think the truth is really simple. a yedia that doesn't penetrate the emotion is a little bit shaky, because yedia is a muscle. When we want to learn, learning is intellectual. How do we ask Hashem to help us to learn? The same bilibeinu lahovinu lahaskil. Put the ability in our hearts in order to understand. What, my heart doesn't understand. The brains are here. The emotions are here. I mean, I don't think that's real, but you know, that's what we call it. So no, it's not true. I need it in the heart. If the bitochen doesn't penetrate the heart, then on some level, the idea that I can mouth and maybe I could believe, but I'm not sure. Confidence, bitochen in Hashem, is also a confidence in the Yisoideh HaEmuna. That Hashem is the Zohar Mefarnes, the depth of confidence in that concept is generated by bitochen. And when the bitochen is lacking, and it's really true. Let's say a guy, he's very nervous in his course, he knows his business left and right, and this. So they say, hey, you know, he said, you know something? There's a God in the world, and he's Zohar Mefarnes. And the guy will say, you know, I forgot it. It's like it's like temporary insanity. It's not permanent. You know, if you'll ask him, hey,
it's like bad chamusser.
What?
It's like bad
Yeah. It's like you uprooted. That's right. Just like this way you implant it, this way you uprooted it. That's a very interesting concept. So that means a person.
Where's the line with Emuna?
What's that?
Where's the line that he says with Emuna?
No, because he says the Baal Bitochen is. He says, "Umashu mapik yosel achem is a pterod." This is what Bitochen helps him. Yeser amun also. That's what the Baal Bitochen knows. Baal Bitochen is not worried.
He's choosing his work based on this.
Which means, but the Baal Bitochen.
You don't get act on Emuna, right?
Of course he can. What do you mean? I act on Emuna. What do you mean? I know that Hashem provides panosa. I'm afraid that we act more on Emunah than Bitochen. And we know Hashem provides. We do lip service to it. We believe it. But is it internalized to the extent that if it doesn't bring menuchas nefesh to my entire being, tranquility, peace of mind, then I haven't really internalized the concept that Hashem is the Zohar Mefarnes.
Believe it, so
what? You know, I understand. But here, it seems from here that the point here is the Baal Bitochen. The Baal Bitochen now is able to learn more and to keep the Zemunah more and this with the knowledge that Hashem is the everything is B'Gzeiras Kel Elyon. I would say if it's the knowledge of B'Gzeiras Kel Elyon, I say even the non-Baal Bitochen knows that. Let's say a person not a Baal Bitochen, but he's a Maimon. He knows Hashem controls everything. True, but here it seems that you need the Baal Bitochen. He needs to be the Baal Bitochen in order to maintain in reality, in relevant form, in form that can affect him, that idea that Hashem is the Zohar Mefarnes.
How can I trust someone I don't believe? That's backwards.
No.
How can I trust?
I'm saying I have belief. I have belief. But when that belief is not emotionally internalized, it's threatened, it's undermined, it's compromised. That's what I see from here. The belief is compromised. My belief is intellectual. I believe this, I know it. But it's compromised when I don't live by it, when I haven't internalized it emotionally. I mean, it's true. Certain things.
It stays a theory, not.
That's
practice.
Right. That's right. And
the theory goes out. Yeah, the window.
And the theory starts.
It's weakened.
Very important. So in other words, to recognize that we need the bitochen not only for the bitochen's sake to get the things that we get because of bitochen, but we actually need it to maintain the status of emunah. I find the other way too. I just reminisced about this to someone this week, one of these days. Once I gave a talk in Los Angeles. And a young lady came over and asked me, it was a Kiruv group, it wasn't religious, do I have to be religious to have bitochen? So I remember telling her, I said, you're putting me in a very compromising position because I either have to lie or tell you that you don't have to be religious, because you don't have to be religious to have bitochen. We learn from a pasuk, Rabbi Machoyim LaRosha, Labatech Bashem Chesed Yisoyimimenu, great are the travails and the tzoras of a Rosha, but one who has trust in Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed. And Chazal say, Afilu Rosha Ubatech Bashem Chesed Yisoyimimenu. Even a Rosha has bitochen. So what am I going to tell you? I tell you, you don't have to be religious. I don't want to lie to you. So I just left it at that. But the truth of the matter is that I find more than that. I find, even though Moshe Rishonim say a mamin is not necessarily a buteach. He believes, but he's afraid. Shemagora machet. He's other that didn't penetrate the heart. But call a buteach mamin. You can't be a Baal Bitochen unless you believe, because who are you trusting? What are you trusting, right? But I found that you can lecture to avowed apikursim about Bitochen, and I've done it, and they want to become ma'aminim. Because
through the Bitochen?
Because it's such a benefit. You mean I can have menuchas and nefesh in this world? You mean there's a way to influence the outcome of events in my life?
Oh. Do they admit it to you?
What? Yeah. People start. They start to talk. I'm telling you, I find it, and they're fascinated by it. The people, non from people, are fascinated. Why? Because they always believe that God is irrelevant. He's irrelevant. You know, he's up in the cosmos. He's running the world. I don't know what he's doing, but you know, he's doing his thing up there. But, oh, I have a connection. I can feel him. I can influence him. I can. This idea of influencing is mind boggling. You know, it's. And I find that people are receptive to that. So anyway, that's that. Oh, I wanted to add one more thing before we go on, which means we may not go on, but we'll try. We last night, we have this chabura, and Sunday night we learn in Yoni Bitochen Be'iyun. And we're still working. We finished it over here. We're over there. We're still fahak in the Beis Halevi. So we learned something very interesting last night. And that was that if a person wants to work on bitochen, so he thinks about the chesed Hashem. He's machal kel chayim b'chesed, mechayim meisim b'rachamim rabim, semech noiflim v'roifei choylim v'matir asurim. Beautiful things, right? This is, think about all the good that Hashem does. He's hatoiv kilei cholu rachamecho, he's the marachim kilei samu chasudecho, his rachamim he never withholds, his chesed never ends, givaldik. He points out, or we discovered in between the lines, so to speak, that he says, those words that we say and those thoughts can also be hypocritical. Why? Because we lost something. No, it's okay. Because if I am fakoifed, if I have so bought into the concept of ishtadlus, I rely on ishtablus. I'm passionate about ishtablus. I think that it's all about the ishtablus. So then the words that I'm really saying are contradicting the thoughts that I have. I said, Hashem is roi pechoyim, but you know how many doctors I went to last week? Right? Hashem is mevorech hashonim, but you know how I work? I work 18-hour days.
That's not partial answer.
No. So that's what?
That's a partial answer there.
What's the push and answer?
According to your level of it up.
No, I understand. But to realize, that if I wish to really inspire myself in Bitochen and Hashem, I also have to downgrade my passion and my commitment to and my reliance on and my belief in and maybe even in the extent of my efforts in the Hishtadlus. If I really believe, this whole our discussions here are theoretical. The extent we have to figure out for ourselves, maybe we have to ask Shilas, I don't know how. But in general, this principle, this struck us as something very interesting, because here we want to work on Bitochen. I know, I felt this was a tremendous chiddush. I'll tell you why. Because I tell people, work on Bitochen, focus on the Chesed Hashem. Look at, say Birchas HaShachar every morning, and recognize, look at all the blessings that he gives to me every single day in the whole world. Say a machadish b'tuvah b'chonim tomi ma'asev reishis, like the Alter says, he recreates the whole world every single day, the whole universe, for each and every individual on the face of this earth. Wow, such chesed. And I see now, that's not enough. If I wish to inspire bitochen, I have to negate to some extent, or at least I have to negate the absolute reliance or focus on the hishtadlus, because that's a contradiction. The essence, there is a contradiction between the bitochen and the hishtadlus. There's a mitzvah to the hishtadlus. But if I'm so caught up, and we are
isn't that the whole sefer chinuch have to do acts? It doesn't have to be less than your shtadlus.
You can do other things. I'm admitting my own ignorance. I thought you
put an active effort to negate the shtadlus.
In other words, I thought if I worked on the chesed Hashem. I thought if I work on the Chesed Hashem, I'll become a Baal Bitoch. Now I see I also got to deal with the fact that I'm too reliant on the Teva. You know, I got these two MBAs from Harvard. You know, I have this tremendous business acumen. I have this whatever I have. You know, I'm this, I'm that, and the other thing. No, they take it easy, you know. If you wish to build the bitochen, you have to also work.
Why is that true? You could do hishtadlus, and within your hishtadlus, you know your hishtadlus, not bring you to. If you're doing 18 hours of hishtadlus, but you know your 18 hours doesn't bring you a penny more than 12 hours. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, but
how do you work on doing it?
Yeah, but there's one thing that you know, Shaisi. You know, listen. This hello. This you know is a very, very flimsy knowledge. You know, when we do the ishtadlus, we forget that it isn't the ishtadlus. We go to the doctor, we forget that the doctor is nitin reshus l'reife l'rapis, but he has no koyach. When we work, we go to work, we forget that it's this. When we have a fundraising activity,
you forget it even if you downgrade your ishtadlus, you still forget.
No. The more you downgrade it. In other words, all I'm saying is, listen, I don't think you disagree. All I'm saying is like this. In order to develop bitochen, you have to upgrade the bitochen and downgrade the status.
Otherwise, same thing. You're saying focus more on one.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be a messy situation. Okay.
You're saying just upgrade
the
other one,
you have to
divert.
Maybe,
I think practically.
Next week? Yeah, okay. All right, we'll do this for that. What?
Oh, we're up here.
Oh, so we do just one little more paragraph. We have two, 3 minutes. Hello. Umehen miyotzar nafshoy b'mischoroy. He says he's going to have less tzar about his business in the business that he does. Why? The imitis akiv as the prop matcha. Let's say you're stuck with a lot of inventory. Or im lo yuchal ligbeis chayvay, or you're stuck with a lot of chayvays you can't collect for your bali chayvays. Or im yifko eil chayli begufay, he gets sick and he can't go to work. If neishi yodea, so my business falling apart. I can't collect. I have too much slayer. I'm sick. I can't go to work. If neishi yodea ki aboyre yisporach misakein in yonu yoyisim imenu. Who runs your business? Haboyre yisporach more than you do. I think he's very generous in saying more than you do. I would have said he runs the whole thing. So I don't know. I guess he's giving us a little credit too.
Because you're a zero. So Emilio, whatever he does is one.
He's not doing much.
He's
not doing much.
Okay, maybe.
He will make better choices than you will make for yourself. So don't fret that you're stuck with this or that you can't go to work today, that you can't do this. He'll do a better job. He'll make better choices. Commissioner, to Hashem, my soul, my nefesh is quiet because from him is my hope. If I hope to Hashem and I don't worry about, I can't go to work, I have too much schayr, I can't collect my chayvis, whatever it is, says, do me nafshi, calm down. Because mimenu tikvosi, because it's all from him. My hope is from him. I'm not hoping to myself. I'm not focused on anything other than the real source, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu.